Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing the incident of the pious son of Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. The next looking for him, but I was told that he worked only on Saturdays and that nobody could find him on other days of the week. As I was very happy with his work, I decided to wait until Saturday. On Saturday, I again went looking for him and found him in the same place reciting from the Holy Quran as usual. When I greeted him, saying, As-salamu alaykum, he returned my salam, saying, Wa alaykum as-salam, and agreed to work for me again. He came with me and started working on the wall. Wondering how he had done 10 days work last Saturday, I watched him working without him knowing. I saw to my great amazement that when he put the cement on the wall, the stones automatically joined together. I was sure that he was one of the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as these people are helped from the unseen. In the evening, I wanted to give him 21 daniqs, but he took only 7 and went away saying, I have no need for more than this amount. I waited for him for another week and went out looking for him again the next Saturday, but could not find him anywhere. On inquiring from the people, a man told me that he had been ill for 3 days and was lying in a lonely place. I hired a guide to take me to the place where he was, lying unconscious on the ground with his head lying on a piece of broken brick. I greeted him, but he did not reply, and I said, As-salamu alaykum again, a bit louder. This time he opened his eyes and recognized me. I placed his head in my lap, but he put it back on the piece of brick and recited a few poems, 2 of which I still remember. O my friend, do not be fooled by the luxuries of the world, for your life is passing away. The luxuries will disappear. And when you carry a janaza to the grave, remember one day you too will be carried to the graveyard. The boy then said to me, Abu Amir, when I pass away, wash me and clothe me in the clothes that I am wearing now. I said, Dear me, I see no harm in buying a new cloth for your kafan. He said, The living people are more in need of new clothes than the dead. These were the exact words spoken by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. InshaAllah.